Thank you. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of Mark, which is the lectionary gospel for this season. And it's right in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, and he encounters this fellow that he is called to deal with. Let's read from Mark 1. They went to Capernaum, that is, Jesus and the disciples, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. A word from our Holy Scripture. It's a balmy day in Capernaum. Soft breeze is blowing across the Sea of Galilee. It's a Sabbath day in this town of about 1,500 people. And all the Jews in town on that day will go to synagogue unless they are very old or ill. The night before, the folks in Capernaum closed down their shops early and went home for the Sabbath meal. They lit their candles and they had dinner together at the beginning of this Sabbath, because Sabbath always begins at sundown in the Jewish tradition. The next day, they got up, ready and prepared to go to the synagogue for their worship that morning. There was Benjamin and his young bride, Hannah. There was Jacob, the leather worker, and his wife, Sarah. There was Asher and his wife, Miriam, all preparing to go to worship that day. And along the dusty streets of Capernaum, they walked towards the synagogue, saying hi to each other, the kids running ahead towards the synagogue, knowing exactly where they were going that day, for nobody would be working on that day. They would stay at worship later, and they would visit with each other, and they would spend time together laughing and sharing the news of the week with each other at synagogue that morning. It was a Sabbath day in Capernaum. As they got to the synagogue that morning, the women and girls split from the men and boys because they sat in different places in the synagogue, the men at the front with the boys and the women at the back. And they were visiting before the service started. They noted in the synagogue that day there was somebody different there. Somebody they had just heard about. He'd just come to town recently. His name was Jesus. They'd just heard about him and rumors of him. They also heard rumors that some of the fishermen in town had started to follow this man, Jesus. They'd heard he was from Nazareth, a small town about 2 weeks' walk from Capernaum, with about 400 people. Jesus had come to the bigger town to minister. And so as they sat there and the rabbi got up to speak, they were prepared for another regular Sabbath worship day. And the rabbi, they sang songs and they said prayers and they went through their liturgy. They read the Torah until it came time for the teaching of the day. And the rabbi invited this man, Jesus, to come up front and do the teaching. And as Jesus began to speak that day in the synagogue, something changed for them. For this man was compelling and engaging. He spoke not as the rabbis did, who taught the law and taught what to do and not what not to do. This man, Jesus, spoke with authority, with passion and compassion. He spoke not of God. He spoke as if he knew God, with authority. And the people were on the edge of their seats with his speaking, with his charisma, with what he had to say. The women kind of poked each other. Who is this guy? Wow, he's amazing. The men kind of looked at each other, puzzled. Where did he get this authority? Except for one man. For one man sitting in that synagogue was sitting there, and with Jesus speaking, he was getting more and more anxious. In the deep, dark recesses of his soul, he was squirming. Something was churning in him that was getting increasingly more difficult to hold in. And he sat there for only so long before he yelled out, Jesus of Nazareth, what have you to do with us? Are you out to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. And the people were startled. Shocked, even. They knew this man in the synagogue. And they looked at each other, what's going to happen now? As they looked back and forth between Jesus and this man who had cried out. And Jesus said, be silent and come out. And it said, the man shook and was released. After synagogue that day, they stuck around a little longer, talking about this man, Jesus, and his authority, and what he had done, and how he had spoken. That was so compelling. And they talked to their neighbors after that, and word got out. His fame spread throughout the region. This week was the campaign for Bell Let's Talk. Let's talk about what those deep, dark things are that are going on in people's lives, that are making their lives dark and difficult and desperate. Today we might not call them unclean spirits or evil spirits. We might call them mental illness, or addictions, or fear, or anxiety, or secrets that we are keeping. But believe me, there are dark things going on in our lives, in your life and in my life. The Bell Let's Talk campaign went across the country and interviewed people about what was going on in their lives. There was a special on this week. I don't know if anybody saw it. Met with a woman in the East, a young mom who has struggled with obsessive compulsive disorder since she was in university. A young man who had a severe accident and was afraid to tell his parents that he was struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. Another young man who lived in a small town who suffered from great anxiety, and a lawyer in Toronto who had bipolar disorder and didn't tell people for many years in fear that something would happen to her job. We struggle with dark things, I know. I skirt around sometimes depression and some anxiety. But what I'm afraid to tell people, what I'm ashamed to tell people, is the very thing that gets to my core, and that is that I have struggled for many, many years with an eating disorder. Not just overeating, we all engage in that, but with binge eating. You know, the kind where you'd go through the drive-thru and pick up enough for two, or go and get eight chocolate bars and eat them in all in one sitting, it has brought me to the brink of darkness and sometimes close to over. Those dark things that we're afraid to tell other people about because we're ashamed or fearful of what people will think. Yet Jesus called to that dark place in that man's life and said, "Be silent, don't bother him anymore, come out." Because only when those things come out into the light, into the public, into safe places where we can be heard and cared for, will we be able to do something about it? It doesn't always feel safe. Jesus didn't cure the man. He just called out what was going on in his life so that at least it could be dealt with there in the light. In a few minutes, we're going to come to this table. Jesus didn't die to save us from suffering and pain, to take away, perhaps contrary to what some people believe, our sin. He came to tell us he understands it, that he suffers too with us, and that he will companion us through those dark times and out into the light. He's calling out in our lives the darkness so that we can come out of that dark and despair into some place fresh and new. What is this new teaching? The people in the synagogue said, "What is this new teaching with authority?" Jesus came to companion us through these times, but the darkness has to come out in order for us to be heard. It's not either about fixing it. If there's one thing I know, it's that we can't fix each other. It seems easy sometimes to just say, have you tried this? Could you work on this? This worked for me, it'll work for you. We're so prone to doing that. It's the easy way out. The harder way is to come alongside somebody with compassion and love and support and listening ears to walk with them as they come to a place of healing. This is what the church needs to be. This is what Jesus is to us, a companion. We need to be companioning each other, listening and caring and supporting and walking with each other, not trying to fix each other. This is what the church is about. This is what Jesus was about. Recognize the darkness and let somebody know, because it will be the beginning of healing.